My name is Jesse. I was married in October of last year to my husband, Brian, and took his last name in addition to my own. Brian's family is Slovak and Irish, while mine is French-Canadian, Swedish, and Scottish. We were very fortunate to have a beautiful wedding where our families put aside their cultural and religious differences to let us have the ceremony we wanted. Many people told me that it was one of the most beautiful weddings they had ever attended, and I cannot begin to say how much that means to me, because our wedding day was one of the most special days of my life. Brian and I lived together in Tokyo, Japan, where we're earning degrees in communications. We moved here in January after living together in Maine in the United States. My first degree is in anthropology, but it's very difficult to find work or to go to graduate school for anthropology in the United States right now due to the economic crisis. I've not abandoned my passion for cultural studies. In fact, I plan to combine my degrees and the skills I've learned to fulfill my dreams of traveling the world. I've always wanted to live in Japan for a part of my life, and right now I'm living every day realizing that some of my dreams are finally coming true. I first came to Japan in the summer of 2006 on a study abroad program. Every minute of that experience was so life-changing that I could never imagine living a life back in New Hampshire or Maine ever again. I had always wanted to travel, but coming to Japan affirmed my belief that I didn't just want to live in one place for the rest of my life. It was always the same. And, you know, somehow Brian and I managed to put enough money away to get to Tokyo, go back to school. Right now I'm working very hard to get into the education master's degree program here at Temple, Japan, so that I can take my passion for learning cultural studies and language and combine them with a teaching degree that will allow me to make a difference in the world by not only teaching language skills, but also the ability to embrace cultural differences and learn about other people's cultures and beliefs. It is something that I believe will fulfill my dreams of travel and making a difference in the world at the same time, and I look forward to where it could take me in my life. My hobbies, aside from anthropology and travel, are blogging, video, and photography. I run a website called Lady Laura Jones Adventures, where I share travel information and experiences with the world. My hope is that many people will enjoy the blog, photos, and video, and that the site will be helpful to others. So, that's me. Thanks for listening.